Peyton, your teammates have all been asking about you a lot this year, and I haven't heard a single negative word. Do you notice that? Do you appreciate that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel honored to play with the guys that I'm playing with, and I think teammates are supposed to support each other. That's how I feel. You know, I don't think you've heard me say a negative word about any of my teammates, so I'd like to think that that's kind of the norm for good teams, you know. So I wouldn't say that's something that's really surprising, in my opinion.
Is it a good locker room this year, I guess, is what I'm getting at?
I would definitely agree with that. We got good guys in there. Guys get along. Guys, you know, we do stuff together, you know, away from here, and you know, laugh a lot in there, and you know, on the plane and locker room, and I think that helps. It helps you win some football games, in my opinion.
With a battle like that, the 2-6-0 fans obviously going crazy about this. Do you guys feel kind of a different feel to this game, or do you just kind of treat it like it's?
Well, we're just. I mean, obviously. We know what a challenge we have in playing the Green Bay Packers, but, you know, we have to get ready for them. I think for us to say that we're getting ready for them differently than other teams would be, it wouldn't be true, but it would be obviously you weren't preparing the right way for the teams we played the past 6 weeks. I mean, you know, the job in the NFL is to get ready to play every single week. That's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. So you have to prepare hard every single week, and that's what we'll do this week.
It's such a big game, especially with Mr. Bolin. What has Mr. Bolin meant to you in your Broncos career?
Well, as I was sharing earlier with Dave on the radio interview, you know, I can't speak about Mr. Bolin like players that played here, you know, for a long period of time, or when he had, you know, obviously a more active role as an owner. But I, you know, I got to meet Mr. Bolin a couple of times when I played for Indianapolis, and I don't think he liked me all that much, to tell you the truth, and which told you that's who he was. He was a competitive guy, and he liked the Denver Broncos, which I get it, and I respect that. But you know, he flew back from Hawaii when I signed here with Denver, and I had a good conversation with him, which I enjoyed, and I still get a chance to visit with him. Me and Greek have a chance to go see him, and obviously my thoughts and prayers are with him and his family and all that he's going through. But when you go into the Ring of Honor, you have a chance to read about all that he's accomplished as an owner, and you really can't do it justice in this short, you know, press conference. But what he's done for Denver, for this community, for the Broncos, for the NFL, it's as impressive as it gets. And I think I speak for any player just to say it's an honor to play for a team owned by Pat Bolin. And so it's a special weekend. You know, sorry he won't be there to truly, you know, participate, but I know his family, it's a special for them, and I think it's special for a lot of people.
Philosophical question. Whether you win or lose a game on Sunday, whether you play good or bad, on any given Sunday.
Right.
Does that change how you feel about the sport on Monday, or how much you love the game?
About the game? Oh, you know, it's that is a philosophical question. Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously we've had some good Mondays and Tuesdays around here, and I had an old coach used to say, you know, that you're allowed until Wednesday, you know, to get out of the tank. You have Monday and Tuesday to be in the tank, and then Wednesday of the next week you have to move on. So, look, I think if you don't win a game in any week, if it doesn't bother you, then something's probably not right. It probably means you don't care, you know, maybe as much as you should. So it's supposed to matter to you. It's supposed to mean something to you. When you win, you're supposed to be excited. When you lose, it's supposed to bother you, because we had a quote up in the team meeting room today, we're saying when you're truly invest in something, you care about your investment. You're concerned about your investment, and so when you put a lot of work into the team, yeah, you want to win. And as you know, the great Ebby Calvin-Newfalus said in Bull Durham, you know, I sure like winning. It's like, you know, better than losing. You know, so,
another stab at it. If I point out that you know, had a number of interceptions this year, a lot of people that appreciate what you've done through the years.
Right, yeah. Right, that's not breaking news right there. Yeah,
Say, you know, I should feel sympathy for you. I should feel sorry for you. Should we feel sorry for Peyton Manning?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Hey, I want to play better every single week, and I promise you know, like all my teammates, we're out here working hard. We're trying to get better, and we want to do our part. We know we need to play better, especially against, you know, starting this week against Green Bay. Our defense has their hands full. Green Bay's going to make some plays offensively. We have to be able to do our part to score some points. Now, we got our hands full going against their defense. They're number one in points, and so it certainly doesn't come easy, but we continue to work hard to try to improve, and I certainly want to do my part better as well.
Aaron Rodgers said he doesn't concern himself with you when he was playing you. Throughout your career, and especially this week, does the other quarterback concern you during the games, or is that a product of the media and fans?
Well, you know, like I said, I mean, our priority is with their defense, and that's plenty. I mean, you got to deal with Peppers and Matthews and all the guys they have on defense. But you also, as you listen to the head coach talk about what the key is for us to win this game, you know, knowing what our defense and their challenge are. We know their offense is, you know, playing at a high level, and Aaron's playing great, making a lot of plays, and, you know, like I said, we just want to do our part, and we want to score more points than them. You know, however many that is, I couldn't tell you, but that's what we want to do.
Hey, what stands out to you about Green Bay's defense?
You know, they got a lot of talented players over there, a lot of high draft choices and then you can see why. They got a lot of talent over there. They, Dom Capers has been around for a long time. He does it all. I've always thought one thing he does a great job of using the players that he has kind of to their strengths. So he moves Matthews all around, which plays to his strengths. He gets Peppers in a lot of, certainly one-on-one matchups. And then he's got great cover guys, so he's not afraid to put them out one-on-one, bump and run, and let them play a lot of, tight coverage, which they do a good job of. So I think it plays to their strengths, and they're playing really well together right now.
Peyton, last year at this time, they were making a big deal about you setting the touchdown pass record. If you win this game, you'll tie Favre for most wins.
Yeah, I don't really get into the what ifs and the hypotheticals. Obviously, with this week in this game, it's the most important game because it's the next one. So I can't, I got asked about that by the Green Bay media. They were really searching for questions, asking about that, asking who has better insurance commercials, me or Rodgers. So they were getting pretty philosophical as well, and so. I try to kind of stick in the now and the current, and we want to have a good week of practice and play well, and try to get a win. Try to get a win against a really good team and a hot team, and so that's where my focus is, and I think that's where our team's focus is, and that's plenty to focus on.
Thanks,
all right, thanks guys.